Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Ches. We are starting Hilchos Mukza. We are on page 208. Simen Shin Ches is Dvarim Hamutarim V'Hasurim L'Taltol B'Shabbos, things that are mutter and usur to move on Shabbos. So before we read the Mechaber, the Mishabura gives us a nice introduction. Let's read the introduction of the Mishabura. Hine kodem shenevayer simen zeh. Before we explain the simen, akdim psicha ketana, I'm going to give a little introduction. Hine iser tiltul muktzah shegadru chazal. This iser of muktzah that Chazal set up for us, kosav harambam besov perech of dalet vezel shono. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos the following. Osru chachomim letaltel miktzas dvarim b'Shabbos. Chazal asked us from moving certain things on Shabbos. Kederech shu osa b'chol, like you normally do during the week. So they said certain things should not be moved on Shabbos like you move them during the week. Umipnei manogub iser zeh. What did Chazal see to create this iser of muktzah? Amru, they said, umaim hishiru neviim v'tzivu. If the neviim commanded us and told us, shelo yehei hiluchacha b'Shabbos ki hiluchacha b'chol, you're walking on Shabbos, should not be similar to your walking during the week. You're not allowed to jump, you're not allowed to run. Velo sichas haShabbos kesichas haChol, and you're talking during the Shabbos should not be like you're talking during the week. Shenemar v'daber dover, like we've been discussing the last few weeks from the pasuk of v'daber dover. So kal v'chomer shelo yehei tiltul b'Shabbos ketiltul b'chol. Certainly, what you are moving around on Shabbos should not be the same as what you are moving around during the week. Kidei shelo yehei ki yom chol be'enov. So Shabbos should not be like a weekday in your eyes. V'yavo lahagbiyo ulasakein kelim mipina lepina. So you shouldn't be busy lifting up and moving vessels from corner to corner. O mibayis labayis, from house to house. O lahatznia avonim v'kayotzehebem. You shouldn't be busy hiding stones or similar things. Sharehu batal v'yoshe bebeso. Because lemaisa, you're off from work on Shabbos, you're sitting home in your house. V'yavakesh dover shiasasek bog. You know, looking for things to do. V'nimsa shelo shavas. And it's going to turn out that you didn't rest on Shabbos. U batla ta'am shenemer batorah. And that's going to nullify the reason that the Torah gives, l'man yanuach, that Shabbos is there so we should rest. If we're so busy moving things around and taking care of things, so then we're going to lose the spirit of Shabbos, we're going to lose the Laman Yanuach. Point number two, says the Rambam, Va'od, Kishi Yavakir V'yataltal Kalim Shemalachtam L'Isser. We'll discuss tonight and tomorrow night Kalim Shemalachtam L'Isser, Kalim that are B'Ikir used for things that are Usser. So if you're going to be checking them out and moving them around, so Efsher she is asik bohem ma'at. It's possible you're going to come to use these items as well. V'yavo l'idei malacha. So besides that, we don't want your Shabbos to be like a weekday. We also don't want you to be moving things around that are klishim l'at l'isser, and then you're going to come to in fact do the isurim. V'od, and further the Rambam writes, mipnei she miktas ha'om enom bali umanios. Not everyone is busy at work. Some people are always sitting at home. Those people who are not working and they spend their days in the house. All their days they're not doing work. If on Shabbos you'd be allowed to walk and to speak and to move things around like all other days, Nimtza shelo shavas shvisa hanikeres, you will not be doing anything recognizable in terms of resting, because the guy always doesn't work. His speaking is the same, his walking is the same, his moving things is the same. It looks like a regular weekday. Lefikach, therefore, shvisa bedvarim elu hi shvisa hashava b'chol adam. The shvisa from these items are equal for all people. Even people who are not working, so they're being shoves from their regular walking and from their moving things, that will be equal. Umitmenei dvarim elu nogu b'isser ha-tiltul. And for these reasons, Chazal instituted this isser of tiltul. The asru shelo yitaltel adam b'Shabbos el kelim atzorach lehem, and they establish on Shabbos that you can only move kelim that you need on Shabbos. Kemoshe yisvar, like we will explain. Adkan l'shono, until here is the lashon of the Rambam. V'harayved nosan tam, and the Ravid brings a reason. Shu geder lahotza, The reason that Chazal asked Muktzah is Chazal did not want us to move certain things because otherwise it will lead us to carry them outside, which isn't Issa Daraisa. Shinatir letaltal kodover. If they're going to allow you to move all kinds of items, yavo ayidei ze gam lahotzi mirshus hayachal rishus harabim. A person's going to come to carry from inside to outside, which isn't Issa Daraisa. So if you look at note number one, he points out, the afagav shelatam zeh, even though according to this reason, hayatzarech laser letaltel gam kli heter umachalim, if this is the reason, says the Ravid, that you might come to carry things out if you're moving them around inside, so then you shouldn't be allowed to move a kli that's heter, or foods as well. Anything you touch, anything you move, you might carry outside. They should have asked more things. So Rashi explains in Be'ah, She'ein gozrim gzeira, she'ein rovatzibur yecholim lamudba. Chazal are not going to make a gzeira that most people can't handle, and to say that you can't move anything around, that would be too much, so therefore they will magdir at certain things you can't move around. But Zakhtar Ravid, the reason for that Issa the Rabbanon is so you won't come to do the Issa daraisa of Hotza'a. Vida, Zakhti Mishaburavaita, you should know. The Mikan Atso Simin Shin Yud Beis. From here, Shin Ches, until the end of Shin Yud Beis, Nisboir Arba Chalokim Shal Muktza. We are going to be discussing four categories of Muktza. Chelek Echad, category number one, is Muktza Machmas Chesron Kis. Is Muktza because of a loss of money? Tahainu, Kli Sha'odam Makbir Olof Shalo Yifkom Velo Yiskalkil. A kli that a person is very makbid on this kli, that it should not get ruined, it should not get damaged. And therefore, Chazal asked it from being moved on Shabbos, that's Muktza Machmas Chesron Kis, that we'll discuss shortly. Chelek Sheni, category number two is, Dover She'eno Kli, something that is not even in the category of being called a kli. Velo Machal Adam, it's not human food. Velo Machal Behemoth, it's not animal food. Kegon, for example, many things. Avonim, stones. The kanim, reeds, umos, money, the eitzim, wood, the koros, beams, the offer and dirt, the chol and sand, umes, a dead body, ubalechayim, animals, ugroros, vitzimukim, are dried figs and raisins, shemunochim, bemokum, shemiyapshim, they're standing in a place, they're resting in a place where they dry, while they dry, they become inedible, the chol, kayotze, bazadalochazi, and all other things that are not fit, mikri, muktza, machmas, gufo. This category too is called muktza, machmas, gufo, it's not a kli. It's a stone, it's a piece of wood, it's money, it's not actually a kli, and Chazal asked that as well. Chelek Shlishi is kli shemalachto l'isser. The Sif Gimel. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah tomorrow. Kli shemalachto l'isser is a kli that in general, like a hammer, is used to do something that is usser, so that is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Chelek Revi'i. The fourth category is kli shemalachto l'heter. It's a kli that's normally used for mutter purposes. Umunoch olav dvar muktza. But there's something muktzah that was resting on it when Shabbos started. The afilu husru b'Shabbos, even if the muktzah item was removed on Shabbos, kevon shahaya olo ben hashmashos, since the muktzah item was on the mutter item when Shabbos started during ben hashmashos, we say, migu de iskatzoy lo ben hashmashos, iskatzoy lo kul yomo. Once it was muktzah during ben hashmashos, it becomes muktzah the whole Shabbos, and that's called the basis, and that is category four. Then he points out in the brackets, V'yesh ot shnei chalokim muktzah. There are actually two other categories of muktzah. Echa, number one is Dover Shaya ben Hashmoshos Mechubur Mechusar Tzeda. Something that when Shabbos came in was attached to the ground, or it was an animal that wasn't trapped yet. V'zeh yisbar v'hilchas yomtov. That category of muktzah will be discussed in Hilchas Yomtov. Shainis, the second category that's not discussed over here, is muktzah machmas mitzvah, something that is muktzah, it is set aside for purposes of a mitzvah. Kegon atzei sukkah v'noya, like the schach of a sukkah becomes muktzah, and the decorations of a sukkah, v'yisbarim yirtza Hashem b'hilchas sukkah, that category of muktzah machmas mitzvah, is discussed in the halachos of sukkah. Ubeir dinam elu mikan atzov simin shin yud beiz. And we're going to discuss these dinim from here, Shin Ches, until Shin Yud Beis. Kein Kasva Beis Yosef, so writes the Beis Yosef. V'lochein hama'ayim b'simonim elu. So too, one who looks into these simonim, yavin kol din eza chelek muktzu, is going to be able to understand what category of muktzah it is. And as we'll see, each category of muktzah has its own kinech, has its own particular halachos that we didn't get into yet, but we'll get into them shortly. Says the Mechaber Siv Aleph, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. all vessels are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, chutz mi muktzah machmas chesron kis, except for a kli that is muktzah machmas chesron kis, and that was category one that was discussed in the introduction, and now the mechaber explains it. Kigon, for example, sakin shel shchita, a shchita knife, o shel mila or a mila knife, the ismel shel saparim, and a knife or some kind of hair-cutting device, v'sakin shel sofrim, a knife of a sofer, shemisaknin b'hal kumusim, and that's the way he prepares his quill, kevan shemakbidin shelo lasos behem tashmish acher. Since all these items are very important to a person, and he doesn't use them for any other use except for their specific intended use, aser l'taltalo b'Shabbos, they are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, v'afilu l'tzarech mekomo, even if it is in a place where you need to use that place, you cannot move it, o l'tzarech gufo, or if you have a specific need that is permissible on Shabbos to use one of these items, it is not allowed. So even l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech mekomo, something that is muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis, is not allowed to be moved. The Rama says, v'afilu t'chuvin b'nadon im shar sakinim aser l'taltalo. Even if one of these knives, we're going to see is discussing this last knife of the sofer, even if it is stuck into the stand that is holding other knives, and therefore you're showing about it that it's like the other knives, it is still usher to move that knife. That knife is muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. We'll discuss details in the Mishabura. V'hu adin l'kurno shel besamim, so to a hammer or something that you smash spices with, shemakbidin olav shelo yislachlich, you're not going to use it for anything else, you're makbid that it should not get dirty. That's also muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. The Rama in the Sifan says, v'hu adin kelim hamiyuchadim l'schora, so to kelim that are set aside for business, umakbid aleim, you're makbid not to use them for anything else, you want to sell them, that also is considered muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. So let's see the Mishabura now, Sifkatan Aleph. So we said all kelim are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, except for a kli that is muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. Says the Mishabura, Ratzalom, Rami to say, afilu kli shemalato l'isser, even a hammer, a regular kli that is used for dvar isser, is nital alko ponim l'tzargufo u'mekomo u'kid l'kamebis of gimel, like we'll see tomorrow on Sif Gimel. Even a kli shemalato l'isser is allowed to be moved sometimes on Shabbos if you need a place where it is, or if you want to use this kli for a permissible reason, so then you are allowed to move it. So all kelim can be moved in some circumstances, except for these kelim that are considered muktzah machmas chesaron and kis. Sifkat and beis. What does it mean, chesaron and kis? A lack of money. Ratzalomar, shemachmas chshash hefsid. Because of the concern of a loss of money, hu makbid aleim shelo letaltalim. He's very makbid on them not to move them. Hu makta osa midaito, and he puts them aside out of his mind. So that is the list that was mentioned in the Mechaber. These are all things that are very precious to a person. He doesn't just move them around. He keeps them in their spot. That's muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. Other examples, note number 3. Kein teudat zehut. Those from Eretz Yisrael know what that is. V'darkon, and a passport. Shenog lahakbid aleihem. Those are things that were very makbid on them. We put our passports in a certain place. We're not just moving around passports and using it for other reasons. They're very specific in their place. The Mincha Shabbos writes, Shedinam kumuktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. These items are considered muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis as well. V'chein das hagon rav l'yashiv. V'hosev, and he adds on, Shehu adin b'tu'udas nesu'in v'kadome, a marriage license or anything else that a person is very machmas to keep it in his place, he's not moving it around, that will all fit in this category of muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. Says the Mishabura of Katan Gimel. We said the knife that the sofrim used to cut the kumusim, v'hu adin sha'arei dvarim shemakbid aleihem, so too any other item that you're makbid on, shelo lehishtamish behem tashmish acher. You will not use it for any other use besides its intended use, kedei shelo yiskalkul, you're too afraid it's going to get ruined, so you won't use it. Kigon, for example, megeira gedola shemenasrim boasakoros, you have a big saw that you use to cut the beams, osakin shoratzanim, or a knife of a shoemaker, or niyar cholok shomer laksiva, or a plain, clear, clean piece of paper that is standing for writing, kimosha kasu aposkim b'chol kiagavna. These are all examples of muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. If you think that one's a little bit funny, he's saying a blank piece of paper is muktzah machmas l'tzarech kis. So if you look at note number 6, he points out, v'af bizmanenu she'ein chashivus l'daf niyar boded. Even nowadays, where one piece of paper is not very chashiv to us, Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Sharehu Muktzah Ma'amas L'Saron Kis. Rav Moshe says in his days it's still considered a paper, Muktzah Ma'amas L'Saron Kis. Sharei Odom Bardas. Anyone who is a Bardas, Eino Ma'abid Niyoros. He will not waste paper, Sheyochel Lichtov Aloyim. So that is where Moshe writes. Now you can imagine there are those who argue, the Rishon Krell says the same thing, Shadino Muktzah Ma'amas L'Saron Kis. They don't use, we don't use papers for other reasons. However, as you could have imagined, Rav Ozna writes, it's not true nowadays, it's not true. A plain piece of paper is not Muktzah Ma'amas L'Saron Kis. V'chein Das Hagon Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they take issue with Rav Moshe and they say it's not true. A plain, clean piece of paper is not Muktzah Ma'amas L'Saron Kis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaydos of Katan Dalet. We said any of these kelim that are Muktzah Ma'amas L'Saron Kis, they cannot be moved L'Tzarech Mekomo or L'Tzarech Gufo. Dahainu, She'tzarech L'Guf Hadover L'Moloch Al-Cheresh Al-Heter. L'Tzarech Gufo means you need this item to do something that is permissible, you're not allowed to move it for that reason. Sivkotan Hey, the Ramah said even if the knife was stuck into the nadon, which is the knife holder with the other knives, it's still usher to move it. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Hey, Pirish. Oso hasakin shall sofrim usul etaltalo. Even if the knife of the sofer is stuck into the nadon, you still cannot move that knife. The Hava Amino, I would have thought to say, Ho'av Hutachovim Sha'ar Sakinim, since you stuck it into the regular knife holder with your other knives, Lo Kapit Alei, that you're not Makbit on it, Kamash Mulan the Aser. Comes the Ramah to tell me that it is still forbidden. Aval, Hanadon Ima Sakinim Shari Lataltel Afshu Gamke Misocho. So you can't move that knife, even though you place it into the nadon, but the nadon itself with all the knives, including this klishim latul is, including this muktzah ma'amas l'saron kis knife is in there, you are allowed to move the entire nadon with all the knives in it. That is fine. Why? Tehanasis basis l'isr l'heter. That's an example of something that's a basis l'davar hamutr l'davar aser. It has mutter knives in there. It has aser knives in there. So it's a basis for both. It's allowed to be moved. Umutr lenar gamken as asakin as amitocho. You also are allowed to shake out that knife. And note number 8 in the back, he points out that the Mishavura says later on that you actually should do that. If you're able to, you have to shake out the muktzah knife before you move around the nadon. And then the Mishavura says, v'masakin hazeh choshev yoser misakanim te'atera. We just said you're allowed to move the nadon with all the knives inside because it's a basis of davar hamutter and davar aser. However, zatul chavetz chayim. If this knife, which is very likely, it's the most chashiv knives out of all the knives there that are really mutter, aser oz l'taltel hanadon klal. Then you can't move the nadon with all the knives in it. It's only going to be a basis l'davar hamutter davar aser if there's some equal things going on over there. But if there's this the most chashiv knife, therefore it wins out and the nadon becomes a basis davar aser and it's not allowed to be moved. Sivkatan Vav. The last point the Mechaber said was, the corner shall besum him, shemakbidin olav shaloy eslachlech, this knife for the spices, your makbid on it shouldn't get dirty. V'hum hu eino makbid, very important, Mishabur over here, if you are not makbid on it, lo have lididei muktzah ma'amas chesrim kis. So it goes by each person. If you're makbid on it, it could be muktzah ma'amas l'saron kis for you. Someone else is not makbid on it, it's not muktzah for him. It depends on how you view this item. So the Shabura is saying, very importantly, it's not the same rule for everyone to fit into this category of muktzah ma'amas l'saron kis. The Ramah then said, who had in kalim that are set aside for schora and you're makbid on them, that's also muktzah ma'amas l'saron kis. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, then we'll see some very practical notes. Umakbid aleihem shelo lishtamish behem. You're very makbid not to use these things that are only to be sold. Kedei shelo yiskalklo. You don't want them to get ruined. You want to sell them. Avalim eino makbid aleihem. If for some reason the things you're going to sell, you're not makbid on them, you would use them anyway. Av shehem miyuchadim l'schora. Even though they are set aside to sell, unesanam ba'otzer, and you put them into storage, gam kein shari l'taltel, you would still be allowed to move them. Now we're going to look over here at note number 10, note number 11, a few very practical applications to this last halacha. The av kalim, note number 10, the av kalim shemalachtam leheter, even a kli that it's a total kli shemalachtam leheter, a regular kli that's mutter, kigon kapos a sakinim, like a spoon and a knife, Writes the Chazon Ish, Shekeshaomdim l'mechira, if you are selling these knives and these spoons, umakbit shelo l'shtamesh b'em, and therefore you're careful and you're makbit not to use them, kedei shelo yiru kimishumashim, you want to sell them as new, you don't want them to look used already, dinom kimutza machmas chasarin kis, that's mutza machmas chasarin kis, sha'av kli shemalatu leheter shayach shiyah mukza. Even a kli that's 100% mutza, a spoon, is able to be considered mukza machmas chasarin kis. If you set it aside not to be used for its normal use, even if you decide on Shabbos, you know what, I'm not going to sell this spoon, I'm going to use this spoon for my cereal from now on, even if you make the decision, it's still not allowed to be used. Nishbar sakino meachanut, even if your spoon or your knife breaks at home, and you want to go take out of your storage room where you're going to sell it, take a knife or a spoon from there, it's still going to be usser, because once it started Shabbos as an isser, that it's your merchandise that you want to sell and your makbid on it, you can't change it in the middle of Shabbos. Skip one paragraph. Me'idach, that was the psak of the Chazon Ish. However, Shlomo Zalman Orba says, she'machlet ha'mocher be'emtza Shabbos, if the seller decides in the middle of Shabbos, she'eino rotze limkor es ha'kli, he doesn't want to sell this kli, elo lekachto latzman, he wants to keep it for himself, ein ha'kli nechsha muktza me'osu hazman, says Shlomo Zalman, the kli loses its status of muktza in the middle of Shabbos, v'rak im locho kedei l'ishtamish v'ma'at, only if you take it to use a little bit, and then you want to put it back in the store, so then nishar dino kim muktza gamur. So says Shlomo Zalman, if you want to use it one time, that's not allowed. But if you want to now use it for all time use and change the whole status, that will be permissible. Look at note number 11, very important note as well. V'chein esrogim ha'omdim l'schorah lefnei chag ha'sukos, a person who's in the business of selling esrogim before sukkos, says Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Shedinam kemuktza machmas l'saran kis. These esrogim are muktza machmas l'saran kis. You're very machba, you shouldn't be used for anything else. You don't want anyone touching them. So that would be the serious kind of muktza. V'chein mi shekona kelim abogodim chadoshim. Probably the most practical. Someone who ordered some clothes online, he bought some things from a store. V'hischarit. Either he has charata, he feels bad that he bought it, or he just bought, you know, 25 different sizes and brands and he wants to try them and return some. And he plans on returning a whole bunch of them after Shabbos. Since he knows he wants to return them, he's makbid that they shouldn't be used. He wants it to go back and looking new so he can return it. Those kelim, those garments are 100% mukta. So if you have some clothes put aside that you got for your aunt to try on, or your wife got, or your kids got, and it's put aside that they're returning them, those clothes are muktzah mavos esaron kis. They cannot be moved on Shabbos for any reason. So says Shlomo Zalman, v'chein das agonu v'yashiv and agonis and kirelitz. Those items cannot be moved, assuming again you're makbid on it. It could be you'll say that the place I'm returning it, they don't care, they take it back after you wore it. But assuming that you're makbid not to use it because you're afraid they might not take it back, that item becomes muktzah mavos esaron kis. We'll stop here and continue with Sabez and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.